Good morning. Today's reading is from John chapter 3 and starting at verse 16 up until verse 21. So John chapter 3 verses 16 to 21, and in my Bible that's page 1066. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's time for the sermon, and Les will be bringing us the sermon this morning. Thank you, Les.
All right, morning everyone. Caught me on the words there. Can you hear me? Yes? Wonderful. Another beautiful day. Let us pray. Dear Father God, thank you for bringing us here today to Cornerstone Church to worship and honour you, to listen to your word. Please help us to understand your scriptures, Lord. Let my words be a true reflection of your word and help us to use your word in all that we do. We love and worship you, Lord, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, sorry about that. Hang on. Might be a tick. That, there we are. You know, before I launch into our talk today, can I add my hearty congratulations to our first anniversary of Cornerstone? It's wonderful, isn't it? We've had quite a lot of heartache, actually, and quite a lot of sacrifice has been made, but we've got there, and it's all with God's good grace. God's been with us the whole way, and it's wonderful that we're now a year old and flourishing. The bank account's up and running. Everything's moving, going smoothly. So thank you, dear Lord, for bringing us here to our first anniversary, and thank you, everyone in the church, that's helped us to do it. A massive pat on the back. Thank you. Right, so we're a short break this morning from Genesis. Don't worry, we're coming back to it. But we've got a talk today based on two of my favourite Bible verses. You've probably lost count of the number of times that I've quoted it to you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that verse encapsulates the whole of John's gospel. It says it all. It's a little sermon all on its own, and it says it all. And it was talking of little sermons, while I was researching the Bible ages and ages ago, probably for a sermon or a talk or something like that, might just have been because I was looking up something. But I came across a thing on the internet which said, the smallest sermon of all. I think it was a little competition or something like that. But right at the top of the list was this sermon. Good to have you home, son. Sorry you were in so much pain. It wasn't the nails that hurt, Dad. It was the kiss. And I thought that was so lovely. In fact, I felt quite emotional when I first read that. I still feel emotional now. It's only 24 words, but it says so much, doesn't it? It tells the story of Jesus' descent to earth and then return to heaven after enduring that terrible suffering. The most painful thing wasn't the suffering, it was that kiss from Judas. And I thought it was a lovely, lovely little sermon. Now, passage today is only 26 words. There was 24. We've got two more today. But gosh, it packs in so much in those 26 words. And if I can, I'm going to try to unpack it for you. As I said, it's the entire gospel, really. The entire John's gospel focused into one verse. God's love is totally for us. That's what he says. God sets the pattern of true love. It's the basis for all our love, all love relationships. When you love someone with all of your heart, you're willing to give up everything for them. God willingly gave the life of his son the highest price that he could pay. Jesus accepted our punishment, paid the price for our sins, and then offered us a new life that he bought for us. I think John 3:16 must be the most famous and most important verse of the Bible. It is for me. You know the other one, of course. I've mentioned it a time or two. Jesus replied, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our passage today tells us that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 14:6 reiterates that through Jesus you receive eternal life. You get to the Father, and that Father gives you eternal life. Now, I'm pretty sure that many children and adults will have memorized John 3:16 over the years, Sunday school, prayer meeting, Bible study, all those sorts of things. And I would guess that many people who don't even know go to church and are not saved yet would be able to recite John 3:16. But the thing is, no matter how good you are at reciting it and memorizing it, it won't save you. You've got to believe in the word. You've got to believe what John 3:16 and 14:6 says to you to be saved. John 3:16 says four things. The first thing it teaches us is that God is love. It says, "For God so loved." The reason why God so loved is because God himself is love. If you look at first book of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10, if you want to get to it, I'll read it for you anyway. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God is love. That's the first thing. The second thing 3:16 teaches us is the object of God's love. It says, "For God so loved the world." The world means that God loves us all, everyone. That's everyone in the world. Doesn't matter who we are, God loves us. We can be black or white, rich or poor, young or old. God loves us. Doesn't matter if you're good or bad, God loves you. You are the object of God's love. He loves you with an everlasting love. It's eternal. It won't stop. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." I have loved you with an everlasting love. The third thing that John 3:16 teaches us is the sacrifice of God's love. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." What is the sacrifice of God's love? It's Jesus Christ dying for us, for the sin of the world. Romans 5:8 tells us that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and in 3 days, he rose up out of the grave. First book of Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 3-4 tell us, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised from the, and on the third day, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." The fourth and final thing that 3:16 teaches us is who is the recipient of God's love. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Whosoever believes in him. What's the gift of God's love? The gift is eternal life. That's lovely, isn't it? What more? Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So who is the recipient of the gift of God's love? It is the for whosoever. That's the recipient. It says, "Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Who's the whosoever? The whosoever includes everyone, but it's a little list: black man, white man, yellow man, red man, rich man, poor man, the liar, the cheater, the murderer, the backbiter, the gossiper. Everyone. The good people, the bad people are receivers of God's love. There is a but, we'll come to it. In fact, anyone who confesses and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ receives God's love. "Whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved." That's what it says. John 3:17-18, which Amanda wrote, read for us earlier on, says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." You've got to believe. So the four important things in John 3:16 tell us: God's love, the object of God's love, the sacrifice of God's love, and the recipient of God's love. As I've said, there's a but. I love my buts. You know I do. I always love putting buts in. Just knowing these four things about John 3:16 is not enough. We must believe and obey what it says. Believe and obey. And what does it say? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." To be saved and receive eternal life, we must believe in the only begotten Son of God, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the dead with all power in his hands. And if we repent and believe and receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Saviour, we shall be saved. Wow. I love it. I love it so much. Little Evie Newman said a few years ago, I don't know what it was about, but she said, "Well, I love it, I tell you, I love it." And I do love it, I tell you. I love these stories. I love these two verses. Can't be any clearer, can it? Believe in Jesus, repent, mean it, you've got eternal life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Dear Father God, thank you for bringing us here today to listen to your word, to praise, worship, and glorify you. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your dear Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to rise again and give us eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for suffering so badly and taking our sins to save us. We can't possibly deserve it or thank you enough, but we are so eternally grateful. In your dear Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Thank you.